ask the host to give you permissions to record.
I thought I did.
Dude, Quinn, what the fuck?
What the fuck? No, it's giving him permission to record.
You should be good now.
Please ask host to give you permissions to record.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, one of you guys is recording right now, right?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Just send it to me. That's fine.
All right.
All right, cool. All right, guys, welcome back to Shifting the Gears. This is Kiyoshi and Zako, and today we're back with part two of three of the Asleep at the Wheel GT Spree interviews. Back is Quinn, the founder of Asleep at the Wheel, along with Carlos, and today we also have Coach JPN. What's going on, Coach? Welcome.
What's going on? How's it going?
How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Doing just fine.
All right. So I guess to start out with, Coach, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let us get to know you in a sense.
I'm an old fogey. I've been playing GT since it came out, basically. I do graphic arts and illustration as a living. Got a wife, three boys, and keeps me busy. I coach soccer, coached all three, and now I started coaching my niece as well. So just keeping busy doing all of that.
Now, what do you do for a living, if I can ask that?
So I do design and illustration. So what most people see as a graphic artist, they can take existing elements, put it together to make up a complete picture. I do the same, but I do have the slight advantage where I can, if I can't find it, I'll draw it myself.
Okay.
So that's helped me out, separate myself a little bit from people. So
I guess a little a little blast for you. I see your shirt, Saya Design. What is Saya Design? Is that something you do for a living, or how does that relate to the league?
So I started off jumping onto graphics by accident. I found a gentleman, he used to go to my high school, and he saw a drawing of mine, and he said, hey, my company that I work for needs an artist. And I'm like, what the hell, what am I supposed to do there? So he says, real easy, whatever, come try it out, bring some of your drawings, this and that, whatever. So I got the job, basically coming up with graphics for t-shirts for high schools, football designs, something simple. So that's how it all started for me. I didn't know it could be done or whatever, be getting paid as doing artist stuff. So eventually things didn't go as smooth as I thought with the company, and I ventured off on my own. At first I started, it's called JP's Graphics. Flowed okay. I was never really happy with it. After years of whatever, eventually came up with this Saya. So this logo here, JSS, is actually started off as a J and a P. And it came out as an S, and then I turned it, so now it looks like an S. And I wanted an S name, so the C stands for Stay Young at Heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, where did you come up with Stay Young at Heart?
I feel like what I do more is more. I wanted to be more on the fun side. Everybody said I'm a big kid at heart. I think that's why. Part of the reason it worked out having kids so young. I'm always out there running with them and playing with them and stuff like that. So I always try to do what I can to, I guess you could say, keep myself young. So it just kind of fit. As soon as I thought of it, it's like, oh, that's perfect.
I could absolutely agree with Coach. He is a big kid. Like, he's just an old wisdom kid. Like, it makes total sense.
I dig it. How long have you done graphic design and everything, or how long have you run Saya before we start hopping into racing and automotive stuff?
So I started jumping onto graphics, I think it was 95, around there. Ventured off on my own about the year 2000. I also jumped back. I found other jobs, because obviously working for your own, it's a big roller coaster. And with having a family, sometimes it gets kind of scary. So I found certain jobs that I have to go pluck in. So I always did something on the side, but I've always had my main jobs, you can say, during the day. Okay. But I've been off on my own ever since COVID. I actually, the company I was with let me go. So I've been on my own since this whole pandemic started, really.
All right, solid. Quick shout out to you, though. Actually, Coach is the one who did the logo for the podcast, so
yeah,
fucking love it. Also is the one who did the logos for the league, so also love
as well
that
as every graphic for the league as a literally sponsor for
every single for thing. Yes.
If there's anything to do with the Sleep at the Wheel, it's done by Stay Young at Heart and Coach.
Yep.
So we all thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Much thanks for that.
No problem.
All right, so I'm going to start hitting off some questions. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and feel free to add them in. My first one is going to be, what got you into gaming? Like, video games, what got you into that?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm an old fogey. So, I mean, my first system was Atari. And I had Q-Bert, Pac-Man, that kind of stuff. And even growing up, I had, before I got married, I had every system you can think of, Dreamcast, Sega Genesis, Nintendo,
GameCube. Super
Nintendo, everything. Then obviously you get kids or whatever, you don't get to buy as many things for yourself as possible. But I mean, the wife's always been understanding. And I remember when PS2 came out, she was going to go get it for me. And at that point it was like $600. And I was like, just hold off. You know, it'll get low in price or whatever. So, but I've always had at least PlayStation system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess for me, what was the game that got you into gaming the most? Like, what genre got you into the gaming the most?
Well, in the beginning, like I said, Atari, I think it was just Q-Bert and Pac-Man. With my little brother, I remember we played a Double Dragon, and that was awesome. My first racing game, I think, was GT, the first one. And then here and there, NASCAR, I raced with my brother. We would always go along with the schedule of NASCAR, and we'd get together, and he had a wheel, I had a wheel, and we got a picnic table, and we just go off on each other. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I guess the relationships you build out of that, in a sense. Yeah. Coach, Quinn, you got anything before I hit my next one? Or Carlos?
Yeah, we'll go with my favorite question, which is, how long have you been sim racing for, and what kind of experience outside of sim racing do you have?
Sim racing, like I said, the old GT Sports, I had a wheel. I try to always get a wheel. This new GT Sport, I didn't have a wheel because mine was not compatible for quite a while until last year, Father's Day. Then I got this wheel now. And then outside of that, I mean, the only thing I've done is with my buddy, Joe Ojeda. He's taking me to the track in his little mini coupe.
That's him.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all I've really done. So that was really fun.
I like it.
I got one more question to ask on top of that.
Please go ahead.
When he took you to the track, did he let you drive his mini?
So yeah, I told him I can't thank him enough. I mean, he gave me an opportunity that I would have never had on my own, and to trust me to just, I mean, I rode with him the first one so I can kind of get the sense or whatever, and you know, he can show me what's going to be or whatever. So, and then the next few runs I got to do it, we each got 3 runs at it. So yeah, he just let me go off and take off. So he got first time, and I got second best time in our class.
Jesus.
I was just, I think, a tenth, maybe 2/10 behind him. But, yeah, that was fun.
You were on his ass.
Driving skills are not just a fluke on the game, hey?
Yeah. I'd like to say no, but I don't know. I mean, I would love to do it again sometime.
So I guess for me, to give Carlos a few minutes, for me, what equipment do you use, and what did you get started with? just to kind of let people know where you, like what they can do, like that they don't have to have this crazy $50,000 rig.
No, I had a Logitech wheel with the old GT Sports, the old GT games. With this GT Sport, it was just controllers since I got the game. And then eventually I got a wheel, and then I made my own rig out of a pipe and some wood. My dad's an electrician, so I kind of knew how to bend pipe. So I bent some pipe and made my own. And then I got this video game rocker chair. So I propped it where it can kind of make it stop rocking. You did have to move it forward and back to adjust it every time you got on it. But I mean, that worked fine for a long time. Then I got Joe into the league. And he's an engineer. He knows how to weld. So invited me over. He showed me his rig, which he put together himself. And he offered me one time, hey, I got some more pieces. Let's try to make you one. So I was literally sitting there on he's got a RX-8 car seat. He had two of them. So okay. He set one down on the metal pieces and literally measured me up or whatever, and he made me a custom one. So yeah. So now I got that, and then the T150 Thrustmaster wheel, and then the TLCM brake pedals. But yeah.
So, okay, can we just talk right quick about how Coach is the second world champion.
Oh, second here we place go.
World champion. Okay. And he has a T150. How much money is that? $100 now?
I bought mine for, I think, $199.
Wow. $199. That's a steal.
Yeah. $199. You had the generic, just gas and brake. And actually, I was with Legion one time, and he was showing me how to trail brake or whatever, and I was trying to press the brake. He's like, just press it halfway or something. I'm like, I am. But the meter was like way down, or I think it was the gas something.
Yeah.
And so that's why I upgraded to the other brake pedals, because it just gives you more of a leeway to control it. So.
Right. So yeah. I just want to say, no matter of equipment will make you good. You have to have some sort of skill.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I was fully agreeing with that. I've got probably one of the more advanced rigs in the group, and I suck. I have a great time, but I still suck.
I think the thing is, it's just I'm very fortunate with my job and the way things go. I can adjust my schedule. So I think what's contributed with me getting good, I'm good, but I do have to put that time in. If I don't put that time in, I'm not as good, and I don't keep my rhythm. So I have to hit it every few days. If not, then sometimes I come back and I'm hurting. So,
but, no, I agree. I can definitely see that. I think Legion would agree as well as Quinn. If you take a span of time off of anything you do, it's really hard to get back into a solid rhythm.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Quinn, what's your next question?
All right. Well, we've touched on that. So let's figure out what's your dream car, like absolute no budget, dream car. And then it just a project car to get you to A to B and possibly to the racetrack for a couple of laps.
So this is one thing that my kid and I, well, all of them since being young, have always talked about. And lately, I would think, I think it started off, obviously, when I was a kid, I knew of a Lamborghini. But this was, I was like, what, 10 or something. And as an adult, I really loved the Viper. And then, obviously, once I knew more about cars, I think lately and now, it's more the Skyline. And my kid keeps telling me, why do you want a Skyline? It's not like you're going to race for real. Whatever. So I'm like, shoot. And I tease them back. Well, why you want a PC? You're not going to turn pro. So we get on each other. So
that's awesome.
I was thinking if I had no budget, I would give me the Skyline. So and I would pick it up, white body and everything. Yeah.
That's a good solid choice.
Yeah. And then project car. I used to have a 1972 Chevelle. Malibu. It looked like a Chevelle, but my parents let it go for $500. And I was torn. I was so bummed.
But, my heart is broken for you.
Yeah. And that car, I mean, I could jump in and I could fix almost anything. I mean, my dad taught me a bunch, but I can get in there and change the water pump in and out, like I would say, not even a half hour. I mean, it was so easy to work on. So if I can get something like that, Malibu or Chevelle, around that era, that'd be kind of cool.
Legion, what kind of question do you have for Coach?
Yeah. I was kind of waiting towards we move more towards the league. But my question was, what got you into the league? Like, what was your in? And I know this, but so the interview know this.
So when I started playing GT Sport, I had no idea about the online feature. I did the whatever it's called, where you run your licenses and run the races that the game gives you. I had no idea about the online feature. My kids had PSN, but I never had it. So they said, well, why don't you get it? I heard you can race online. I was like, all right, I'll eventually get it. So I got it, went to that little thing I'm about to get online and race. So I was pumped to race against people. I mean, I was like, cool, there's people out there that love this game as much as I do. So so I went on there and I was racing a daily race. And I was behind one of the old members from the league. And my son broke into the room like he was a fucking cops. I mean, he just
scared the shit out of you.
So he scared the shit out of me. I didn't pay attention. And I looked back and ran right in the back of him, send him flying. So he sent me a message privately like, hey, what was wrong? What's up with that? You had better tires. You would have passed me anyways. And I totally apologized. Like, you know what? I promise I race clean. My apologies. My son came to the room and caught me off guard and I lost my spot or whatever. So eventually he offered me the league, brought me in, and it was with the GT Spree. At that time it wasn't called GT Spree, but I caught the last few races of that season. So that's basically how I jumped in. And then we did the Mazda Cup and just finished the GT Spree. So it's been awesome. It's been real awesome.
Solid. So now that we know you're in the league, are you part of a team? Do you run solo? Just kind of let everybody who doesn't know you get to know a little bit more about you.
So as part as the league, I was kind of jumped into the sponsorship role. And with that, I was made, what's it called? Creative director, I think.
Is my technical director.
Technical director of the league. So I'm kind of, I guess you could say, an admin on there. And I got offered, our admins can create a team, which is just for fun. So I named my team. At the time, I was just for fun. I called my team D's Nuts Racing. I was like, you know what? I started wearing shirts. I made a shirt, D's Nuts. And then my wife was like, my kids go to a Catholic private school then. And she's like, you know what? That's probably not a good idea to wear that. I was like, all right. And so I started thinking, like, what do I name it? And I used to tag this one brand that I always wanted to create called Instinct. And so I started thinking, well, how can I build off of that? So I just feel like when you race, even though it doesn't come off the bat, you learn it and you create that instinct when you race. So that's why I came up with Innate Instinct Motorsports.
I dig it. That's pretty cool. Let's see. Now, as far as your team, do you guys strategize before every race?
Do you guys have
fun and then strategize close to the race day?
Yeah, I mean, we try to as most as we can. It's kind of tough to get us all online at the same time. We've had a few, and it's been awesome those few times that we've been able to all jump on at the same time and work something out. I got Carlos, which is Legion, my buddy Ojeda, 444, Mario, and Galactic Dojo. And I think most part it's me, Carlos, and Joe are able to hop on more often than not. So we'll come up with something, we'll share it with the team, and you know, if they can take advantage of it, great. If not, then we just go out there and at the end still try to run the best we can and have fun, really. So
when it comes down to race day and after you've planned out your strategies, do you find that sometimes the strategy just doesn't work the way you thought it was going to and you have to adjust on the fly then?
I think for the most part, they've worked. We've had to adjust a little bit, but we do come with contingency plans. So if A, B, or C situation happens, or we qualify not so well or something, we have a backup plan of what to do. But for the most part, I think it's worked out in our favor. So with this, I mean, it's with the GT Spree, at least it's an hour race. So a lot of the times you just be patient and you kind of, I've been lucky and it's things have fallen on my lap. So, and then sometimes I've been a dumbass and not paid attention and, you know, let things fall into someone else's lap. So,
it's not something like forgetting where the pit stop
I forgot that Brands Hatch, dude. I feel like I was smoking that track and I was doing so good. I was catching up to the leader and I was on mediums and my gas was great. I was like, dude, I can go an extra two laps. So I'm going and I'm still looking at my time per lap. And I was concentrated on so much on that. I was going for the finish line instead of going for the pits on the lap I had to pit and ran out of gas. He shot me out to the yard. I backed up, tried to pit again. He shoot me out again. I took a lap, tried to pit. He shot me out again. So I had to take two laps, getting pushed by Legion. So I ruined his race. And then I was able to pit. Well, needless to say, I was last place. So that was nuts.
Just goes to show that anything can happen in a race, yeah, hey?
Anything can happen. And like Legion said, hey, push comes to shove, you'll never forget to pit again.
So, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Damn right.
That was crazy.
A question for me I have is, do you guys as a team or you solo, do you guys practice more as a team or do you guys practice more solo?
Well, like I said, I try to hop on there as much as I can. I don't know why. For me, it's a fun thing. I love competing in it, but it's also my outlet, my time of kind of letting whatever happens around here, life-wise, work-wise, go, and I can just concentrate, make my own little game within the game. Especially like this last panorama, I'll set up, okay, I got to run 10 laps. I'll start 20th. And I have to pit to change tires. Let's see if I can get first. So I'll create something like that. So I'll do that a lot, obviously, on my own. But as much as I can, like I said, it's mostly me and Legion will hop on. And Joe, when we can too, he'll hop on. So I think it's us three mostly. But I always try to hop on with one of them at least. But I think I do. I just love running on it. So I do both.
For sure. Legion, do you have a question for him?
Not at the moment. Keep on going.
I do have a question.
Go ahead, please.
All right. So on average, how many hours would you say you commit to practicing, roughly?
Let's make sure the wife's not listening.
I'm sending her the podcast afterwards. You're screwed no matter what.
So I mean, on a good, not a good week, but on a week that I can spare more time, I would say, an hour to 3 hours a day, almost. I would think, and then on the weekends, obviously, I try to do the same. So, what is that? 14, 15 hours, maybe.
My math sucks, but that sounds about right.
That's a lot of hours every day.
That's a week. That's a week.
Oh, yeah. A week. Sorry.
So, I mean, obviously those days that I can hop on for an hour, I'll hop on and do that. And if I can't hop on, I'll have it while I work and I'll create a livery. So I still kind of get that mental break and have fun like that way. So it's not always racing, but I mean, I think I have just as much fun creating a livery than as I do racing sometimes.
And might I say that you just make some of the best fucking liveries I've seen.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thanks, man.
Let's see. I guess how long have you sim raced? Or yeah, more specifically sim raced.
Well, this game specifically, I mean, if controller counts, then
absolutely it does.
I don't remember when I bought the game. I think the kids bought it for me. Because I was still using my PS3. And they had PS4. And then eventually I got my PS4 and then they got me the game. So I don't know. It's been a few years with this game. And like I said, other than that, I was using the Gran Turismo, the original one, all the way up.
Cool. I'll hop off that. And so have you played any other motorsport game, whether that's rally, whether that's drifting, whether that's a set of Corsa, anything like that? And no. Also in real life, do you watch anything, or are you interested in any other motorsport?
So my wife and I were I think we were shopping for a house at one point, and this gentleman what was he doing? He was talking about something. He was showing us his house, but he was completely heartbroken about Dale Jr. Sr. And then I had just hopped on, kind of trying to watch NASCAR a little bit. I mean, he was racing. I really didn't know much about different types of cars or whatever. So anyways, I wanted to learn more. I mean, the way he talked about him. So I followed him, and then I followed Jr., for the longest. We actually went to a race in Los Angeles to watch the NASCAR race. And we were following that for quite a while. And now they got so many new rules and everything, I honestly don't know what's going on. I haven't been able to follow it as much. So I've done that, follow F1 a little bit, not as good as I want, just obviously with time. There's also another series, is it IMSA? IMSA Racing? IMSA?
Yeah. IMSA.
Yeah. So I try to follow that here and there. And if I don't, I'll at least try to watch their highlights on Instagram, something like that. So let's see. And then the other games I've played is NASCAR. The latest one is Heat. And I think I played an older version of that. I don't have a set of Corsa. I did want to get it, but like I said, certain times it gets tough to hop on, so I'll just hop on GT Sport. So I've failed to pull the trigger on that just because I want to make sure I can play it. I do want to get the F1 game just because it seems like there's some other people in our league interested in running something with that. So I might pull the trigger on that one. And I think that's all the other games I've really played. I'm trying to think on the other consoles, but no, I think that's it really.
All right. You guys have killed off all of my questions. Let's see. Yeah. You guys have kind of killed off all of my questions as a trio. I guess for me, my one question is, if you were to buy a car in the next 24 months to track, what would you buy and what kind of tracking would you do? Like autocross, drag racing, course, whether it be HPDE, time attack, door-to-door kind of thing.
I think like the GT Spree type thing, something along that kind of line of race course and kind of car I would like to do. Yeah. The Miata's, I mean, good too. Like I said, I ran that Mini. So I've been here and there, I see a Mini and I always stop by to see what the specs are, to see if I can get something like what Joe has. He's modified his a tiny bit, but very little. So,
okay.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that one, even though it's not as fast as a GT3 Sport, I mean, on a short course especially, man, that thing's awesome to drive.
I mean, the nice thing about the Minis and the Miatas there is they're cheap to modify.
Yeah.
Their parts are amazingly cheap. And no matter how fast they go, whether it's stupid slow because it's still stock or whatever, they're just a fucking blast to take around any track.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, budget-wise, I'll pick one of those two for sure.
Let's see. Legion, do you have any questions for him? Before we, I guess, hop in the big one.
Yeah. So, what do you do in the league, and how do you feel about it? What's like your 1 minute business, like advice, or like not advice, like the elevator pitch? Have you heard of that, where you have 1 minute to pitch your business idea? I want you to just pitch what you like about the league.
Oh, so you want him to pitch the league to people?
Basically, but I want him to, you know, say how he feels about it and see
what it means to him, essentially.
Exactly.
So I think the biggest thing is I don't open up my circle very much, and the people involved in this league have been pretty awesome. I mean, obviously you get your people here and there, but I would say 99% everybody's been really cool. I feel like the way we run the league has been amazing. I have, as of lately, this last few months, joined 3, 4, 5 other leagues that I'm looking at right now, so I can gauge where they're at, what they do. I got one that I pitched a lot of, kind of copycatted a little for our league, and I feel like it's kind of helped a little. And I think some of the drama I see in the other leagues helps so we can streamline ours. I think if you need a race, you need advice, you need whatever, our league is very accessible to give you help in whatever you want. At least from what I see, everybody else is no fun. So I honestly stay away. And I, one of them only did I try to run with them. The guy got so heated because he thought I punted him that he kicked me out of the room right now, not even lap two or something, just cut the room out. I mean, it was just temper tantrum like crazy. And with us, I think that's what spoils me now. I mean, we run so, even though, like I said, it doesn't go smooth, we try to run so clean that it does spoil you a bit, because when other people like these guys act the way they do, it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, we have, like I said, our teams, and we all try to compete, but it's been, no matter what, I mean, Moose needs help, I'll gladly show him what I know. I mean, Toyo, anybody needs help, I'll get on there and hop on and show them what I can. So, I mean, I think that's what I feel will help set people apart. I mean, it's very welcoming, and all you got to do is run clean, try your best and just try to run clean. So, I mean, I recommend it to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that.
Quinn, I guess you want to hit the big question, unless you have another one. I'm out of questions. Wag, you got one?
I don't have one. I know Legion's got like the biggest question.
I think this is going to be a fun discussion, but go ahead, hit it, big guy.
Final question, unless you have another one.
I'll lead up to it.
Okay.
How do you feel about the league's growth so far? Because you were in it when it was just a few of us. I mean, I joined right after you joined, so it's been like day one. How do you feel about how much it's grown?
Yeah, so like I said, I caught the tail end of the first GT spree, and that was kind of cool. Since then till now, I mean, we went through a lot of, I can't even tell. I'm trying to see the members that we have, but I mean, we had a crap load of, like I said, not everybody was active, but it was amazing to see how much we had. So once I hopped on, I mean, I tried to offer my expertise of, you know, helping with the logo and trying to add whatever I can flair to the whole account and trying to bring attention to it, trying to go out there and hunt for more racers. Then I started the Instagram account, and that's been kind of nice to see that grow. We don't have no 1,000 followers, but I feel like the followers we do have pay attention, and they're following for a reason. So, I mean, that's kind of nice to see. Like, you always got those followers that people have a buttload of them, but not very many active followers. And I feel like I would think majority of ours are pretty active. So that's kind of nice to see. It's been a great privilege to be involved in this, to see it grow and stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, I fully agree with that. Toyo, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Okay, awesome. Well, now that we talked about how much you've seen it grow and Instagram and as a whole thing, now, what do you want for the league in the future? Where do you want it to go? What is the importance that you seek out in staying in this league, and what keeps you driven?
Long and short term.
Well, for short term, I guess I would still like to see us get more racers, to get a couple lobbies going would be nice. Right now we're starting our Mazda, so to see that pro and the M divisions get even full lobbies or close to full lobbies, 10 plus racers will be great. I would love to see that. At the same time, I'm not in a rush for it. I like holding back, and when I go and I research racers, I race with them a couple races. I ask them questions and see where they're at. And if I feel like they're a good fit, I offer them an invite. So I'm not in a rush to fill up the seats, as you could say.
Quality over quantity, right?
Yeah. So I think little by little we can see that. I guess short term and long term, I would like to see that happen that way. I would love it to where we can maybe get maybe more sponsorship type things where we can offer raffles off. Have little, I like charity races we do. So if we can offer more attention to those and offer bigger fundraising for that. And then maybe to run fun races where we can be like, all right, we're racing for a $50 Amazon gift card or something, you know, just, you know, it's a great to win it, but if you don't, it's no big deal, you know, type of thing. So, maybe something like that. I mean, just keep it fun, keep it light, and just keep that people interested, and do little things like that will hopefully draw more people coming in.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about before. So we all agree with that. Now, what is the most appealing part of the league for you? What do you like the most?
Like I said, I mean, I'm not really close with everybody, but I mean, the people that I am, I found some really cool friends, including Legion. And then now with Joe, like I said, I mean, it's been really crazy to see everything grow relationship wise and stuff. And, you know, like I said, Moose, we was just Wag before, and now is the Blue Moose. And Toyo and I, we always used to hop on before we went to work. It's been crazy, just the different dynamics of friends that you make here. So I think that's mainly the most thing that we got such a common ground with this GT sport that we can easily hop on with almost anybody and have fun. So
yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. And what have you personally grown? Like, what have you grown or like enveloped in your person because of the league or because of racing?
So that's a big one. I think with me, I mean, I think everybody, but obviously I can only speak for myself. Life is such a roller coaster. With me working for myself, different characters that I have to work with, stuff here at home, you know, with the family, having to deal with this, dealing with that. I mean, I got two boys that are out the house now. One on its way. I mean, he's just a freshman in high school, but I mean, it's a crazy, crazy events that happen. And I think with racing, even that, I feel like I can be a pretty solid racer, but I think there's a certain time that I kind of not fell off, but I did struggle. And I think it's been kind of cool to see a growth in me. I mean, I'm 46, but I've always thought, no matter what, you can always learn. You have to be open to at least hear somebody out, regardless of experience, regardless of age. I think you can always learn and learn from anybody, regardless of either one of those. And I think I've I've been able to make growth that way to get myself refocused, and kind of how to deal with stuff. You know what I mean? Growing up, you get taught certain things, this and that. And a lot of times I don't think you get taught how to deal with stress, how to deal with complicated situations in life. Because I mean, anything can happen. And I think that's what I've seen. I've been able to thankfully grow, and a big thanks to Legion for helping me through all those things. And it's been crazy. And so now I feel a lot more like I'm in a lot better place for racing or anything that comes up. So I've got little things I've learned to help reset myself and focus and calm down, and one thing at a time, one step at a time. I'm not the most religious person, but I feel like I am spiritual, and I'm a strong believer. And I tell this to a lot of people, that God doesn't give you more than you can handle. So if you look at your plate, even though it seems overwhelming and overflowing, understand that there's a plan and you should be able to handle it. So I try to stick that to people and to myself and kind of try to live that way. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Okay, good.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So I have a question I asked Legion already. Yeah. I'm going to rephrase a little bit different.
Okay.
However, what was the highest tension point this season you had in a race? A corner you guys are going into, the end of a race, a particular race that stands out to you, just something that stands out to you.
Along with this whole line of like I said, when struggle started, I think was back in Monza. So we came up with this strategy where we would pit in qualifying, switch tires, so we could try to get a better run. Well, something happened with my game, and I got these weird tires that weren't either racing soft or racing mediums. Totally threw me off, and it was just a bad race. And then the next, it took me 3 times to bang my head for me to learn, okay, stop doing that crap. So I had a handful of bad races, at least, like I said, more towards the negative. As far as adrenaline and getting fired up, so with the point standings, Legion was in first. He had that lockdown since forever. The
5th race.
And
fucker.
And then Joe was in second, and I was in third. And coming up to this last race, I had to place first or second, and Joe had to place fourth or worse. So we're running. We ran against ran into a little bit of a, you know, crowded traffic kind of thing. So it held me up a little bit. But I mean, I kept pushing.
What course was this?
This was a Mount Panorama, the last course.
Go figure.
And I was running behind traffic, and it's so tight. And even on the long run, she would make a pass, but not enough to kind of clear out. So it was tough, but you had to keep fighting. So we're running through the last few laps. Legion's in first. Black Stig was in second. I was in third. And then Ojeda was in fourth. But I noticed I'm catching. I was like, all right, well, I'll keep trying. So I had good gas, good tires. Come to the last lap, we crossed the finish line again, still first, second, third, and fourth. I'm in third. And going up the uphill, stuff happened or whatever. I'm catching Stig fast. I'm passing them. I'm going. Eventually, I pass them. So my heart starts going. I mean, I'm like, oh, crap, keep this position. Don't spin out, nothing. And I was wondering if Ojeda was going to catch him too. So I was fine. I was content. Third place ain't bad, you know, all season or whatever, especially the kind of season I had. Third place ain't bad. I'm fine with it. Well, when I jumped into second, I mean, I was like quiet as hell, concentrating, trying to relax, going through my whole exercises in my head, stay cool. So I finished the race, second place. Joe stayed in fourth. So tallied up the points or whatever, and I squeaked right by him by 1 point. So
talk about closer than I hear.
I think I got 175 and he got 174. So I gained about 20-something points that race. to get
that's insane.
So, I mean, afterwards, I mean, I was shaking. My hands were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I didn't win the race, but I felt like I did.
So, would you say that was the most adrenaline you've gotten from a race since joining the league? Or
Big Willow was another one. I was able to take first in that one. And again, one of those that I had to qualify in mediums, and I qualified about seventh place. So I just be patient. And for our teammate, he was just gone. I mean, he was so far ahead. And then I had to pit. He still didn't pit. I'm like, son of a bitch. So, but I kept going. And I think I just ran good lines, got in the zone. Again, went through my whole little mental exercises and was able to keep fighting. And I got first. But I would think this last race was the biggest one, because I don't think my hands have been that shaky after a race since I can remember. So,
it was a good race.
Yeah, it was nuts. So, yeah.
I have two questions. I'll ask the first one. The first one is, what do you think makes a good racer?
And that's one of the things that kind of even in my head, okay, am I a fast racer? Am I a good racer? Or am I both? Obviously, I like to be both. But I think I become a good racer because I try to learn consistency. Now, sometimes consistency is not the fastest. I'm not running the fastest, but I am running, say, the fast on the track is 2 minutes, and I'm running 205. But if I run 205 consistently, I don't spin out, I feel like I got a good chance. So I feel like that's the biggest thing, just to learn to be consistent when you get traffic. That's why I like to run those fun things on my own, those 10 laps, and try to pass everybody. I think it helps you learn how to deal with traffic and be patient, because those AI stupid guys are so slow and they slow down so much. You have to be careful, and it teaches you a lot. So, but I would think consistency, I think, is the biggest key.
Awesome. Yeah. And what would be, because I take away things from video games because that's like my life experience. Mm-hmm. So like, instead of like taking, like, for example, like directly something from a game, like, I don't know, elves are real, I take like the moral of it, right? What would you say is the biggest teaching that you've had from racing that comes to life?
I would think maybe just me learning about myself, knowing that sometimes I'm not going to be the best, and then learning to be okay with that. I think that's, and even though, like, again, if I had the fastest lap ever, I mean, me and Legion compete a lot against each other, and certain times I got the fastest lap, he can't do it, and then come the race and he beats me, he wins first. I got to be okay with that. You know what? I might have ran the fastest lap, but he ran the fastest race. So I think that's the biggest learning, that you got to learn how to be okay with certain results or certain way, the way things end up. So, I mean, at least that's for me, that I've learned to kind of be okay with that. It's not the end of the world. Compete, but it's not the end of the world type thing. So.
And what about for you, Toyo and Quint? We'll take it all around.
Quinn, go ahead.
Oh man, really? I want you to take this one. No, you gotta take this one.
Sorry, what was the question? I got distracted for a second.
No, that's all good. The question was, what is like your biggest, like, not just like takeaway from racing, but like moral thing that you've learned from racing? Like, basically the biggest takeaway that you've taken away from racing to real life.
It sounds really lame, but my biggest takeaway between sim racing and real life is opening up and getting to know people, because it's a scary fucking thing if you think about it. For some people are very outgoing, some people are very extrovert, and others are introvert. And for me to talk to somebody that I have no clue who you are, that could be across the world or next door to me, just getting being willing to get to know somebody like that and talk to them on a daily basis or a weekly basis was pretty cool for me. That was a really nice takeaway just from getting to know you guys, Coach Legion and Wag, to Carl, to Stig, to everybody else that is across the world. It was pretty cool. So it helped me grow my boundaries personally. But I said, it sounds lame, but.
No, that's awesome.
Definitely far from lame. Takeaway.
No. Go ahead, Quinn.
All right, so I wasn't expecting you to turn this question on us, so I didn't think about it until you did turn it on us. That's why I had to go first, so I could figure it out. So I've always lived a very weird and slightly aggressive life. One thing I never learned, which is surprising with the way I live my life so far, is that. You know, karma is actually a thing. and racing's actually taught me how to forgive people better. Prime example is in the Mazda Cup for last season. There was an incident where Keeping It Real and myself got into a battle on the straightaway, and I went into the pits. I was trying to get into the pits, and he actually threw me into the pit wall, causing a complete ruin of my race. And then a couple of races later, I got the opportunity to toss him into the pit wall, and I went for it, and I screwed up my race even more. So I learned, you know, revenge sucks, and karma will eat you when you try to fuck someone else up. and that was the hard way to learn a lesson of, live and let live. So morally, I learned just don't fuck with people. It's not worth it. It will fuck you more.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I guess the other thing I learned was, have fun, because we're all out there to de-stress when we're gaming. So like, go out there, have fun, don't take it too serious, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Like, basically just talk to people more. It sounds weird, but I don't know. I definitely see your point, Quinn. I watched that race. Oh nope, that didn't work. So
yeah, no, that was ended in a big spin on my part. Yep. I'm pretty sure I finished last, so it was definitely far from worth it.
What about you, Carlos? What was your biggest takeaway?
Basically all of your guys combined, and my own answer would be patience. I'm very fast paced in life. I just feel like I'm lazy. I'm lazy, but I whatever I do, even though I'm like, fuck man, I don't want to do this, but I will do it right. And then through that, I have just kind of learned patience of like taking my time with things and just enjoying the shit. Enjoying the shit, basically. Just kind of like, okay, I'm here now. I'm still young. You know, having the most important thing that I've learned is everything that you guys have talked to me about life, because I am young, you know. I'm sure all of you would love to be 19 again, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, so you know, it's crazy for me that I can, you know, talk to you guys like if I was just an older person and just belong to you guys as well, but also take away things that you know. I talk to Coach a lot. Quinn, Toyo, you remember when I asked you those questions a long time ago? I asked you and Coach, you know, I've learned so much about life, just just values and morals and ethics and things like that. So my biggest takeaway would just be the relationships I've formed and what they have taught me and what I'm willing to learn. And that perfectly segues into what do you see yourself doing or being in the league for the next 3 to 5 years for every single person in here? What do you guys want to be doing in the league? What do you guys want to see in the league for yourselves for the next 5 to 3 years?
So I'm going to pop in here and say, Quinn, you go first, Carlos second.
See, I'm going to be the exact opposite. This interview's for Coach here. So he gets to go first.
I was going to have Coach finish.
Oh, you want Coach to finish us?
Yeah, okay. I figured have Coach finish. But, you know, that's good. Coach, go ahead. What do you see in the next, you said 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years.
I'm trying to think of something different than what I already mentioned.
You want a minute to think?
Here, it's all good. I can go first, fellas. I'll go first, and then we'll just go down the line. So for the next 3 to 5 years, since I'm still like developing in life, I obviously want to do things. And basically my goal in the next 3 to 5 years for this league is to just kind of walk it like a dog. You know, I am the dog at this point, and the league is just walking me. I'm just going to stroll with it and basically just keep competing, like keep doing it out there and just be part of the community, be active, but also take control of my life and kind of just do something that I really want to do. Because that is the best advice I've received multiple times from everyone in this league. Just do what you want to do. And so that is what I plan on doing. And in these next 3 to 5 years, it'll be like the big change that like I actually have the opportunity to start something. If it doesn't work, that's fine. But, you know, get onto something and have the league just kind of be my gateway, my escape. Just kind of see it to fruition, but just ride along with it.
What about you? What about you, Quinn?
All right. So
I'm just trying to give Coach a minute to enjoy his popcorn, but also give him a moment to think. So he has a chance to get a nice answer.
All right. So my answer for the next 3 to 5 years is going to be selfish and, you know, kind of go with my ego that I've got going on, that Carlos mentioned in, part one of this. And I would like to see myself be the world champion in the next 3 to 5 years.
You got the top four sitting right on these screens right here. That's a fucking case. Let's go.
Okay.
So that's I mean,
so we're not helping Moose anymore, right?
that's my goal. I don't know if I'll achieve it, but five years max, I think it would be attainable to be at least in the top five.
You can do it.
You can do it. Absolutely.
Not Carlos. Are we talking personally, or are we talking personally and the league?
Personally and the league, like something revolving around the league, right? Like everybody has their own goals, you know. But yeah,
I just wanted to double check.
Absolutely.
For me, I guess I just want to get towards my goal is the top five. I want to push towards the top five, but mainly I just want to go back to being able to play the game on a more regular basis where I can communicate with you guys and actually be part of the league again. More so because I enjoy it. Like it's my escape because I can't afford to go buy a Mazda Touring Cup car and go rip it 140 miles an hour down the street.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like I can hop on the game, drive any car I want, get to have fun. But I also just want to get back to where I enjoy it. I have fun, but I also want to, my goal is the top five where somebody sees Legion Coach behind him. They're like, oh shit, Coach is behind me. Legion's behind me. Stig's behind me. You know, we kind of shit our pants. To get to the point where if Hollis pulls up behind Wag, he goes, I'm going to have a battle.
Yeah.
Where we all kind of balance out to where Legion might be faster by a second, but he knows if he comes up behind X person or anybody comes up behind any person, they know I'm going to have a fight on my hand. It's going to be fun. Let's have a great time. That's where I want to see it go, personally.
I love that.
What about you, Coach?
Personally wise, I would love to upgrade my stuff. The new Fanatec came out, so I would love to go there.
That pretty one?
Yeah, just because it seems like you get better tech, you can get the feel of it better. I feel like this wheel, the Thrustmaster has been, I know Blue Moose feels differently, but I feel like it's, since I've had a Logitech before, I feel like this Thrustmaster's sensitivity is a lot sensitive, you could say. I could feel a lot
more. A little more touchy?
Yeah. The brake pedals that I upgraded to are freaking amazing. So I can't complain, but I could just imagine what like a Fanatec wheel would feel like. I would love to knock Legion off that first place. That would be nice.
Smile on that fucker's face right now.
But that, I mean, I have great battles. Like I've said before, I whether win or lose, even that Brands Hatch, I lost last place, but I was still having a blast finishing last. I mean, it was, so at the end, it doesn't really matter, but.
Just having fun.
Yeah. For the league, again, I would like to try to expand it a little more. Hopefully get a little bit of money where we can give giveaways, maybe make an online store where I can offer gear for people can just buy whenever they want. Like I said, sponsorships that way, or even get a sponsorship where I can send everybody a couple league shirts or something like that, or, you know, pay for the shirts and everybody pays for the shipping. I don't know, something. I'm not trying to be greedy, so just anything would help. And then maybe we can, it's tough because I know right now with the schedule, even with the GT Spree, it was once a month. I would love to have something every week where, you know, or even have like, okay, Friday night we're doing this, Saturday this, but it's pretty tough. So I think right now we're at a good spot that once a month is a GT Spree and we have fun stuff in between. Those charity races, I think, are pretty fun to look forward to and practice to. I think I like that. And then the Mazda Cup, obviously, is pretty good. So I think just
that's my favorite.
I would love to see if we can have a more of a, what's it called? Not narrator for the races. What's it called?
Commentator.
Yeah. Even if we take video of the actual replay and just kind of go dub over the replay, because like, if we get a full lobby, obviously there's going to be no room. That'd be kind of nice. And then, or have a weekly, hey, this week on Asleep at the Wheel, this is the updates, and kind of maybe give little bios, maybe do a racer per week, kind of get to know the racer type thing.
Okay. I think that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of work for all of us, or yeah, for all of you guys.
Yeah. I'm thinking a little something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
I would say for the league, I really want to see it expand in those ways that we can do. Like, for example, like was Coach mentioning, just get a commentator to just watch the plays, or not the plays, the overtakes, and just the replays, and get merch out to people. That would be awesome. Like if we make a merch store and it's actually like there's orders and stuff, just kind of grow it in those ways where it's more social media based, because I feel like a lot of the world is moving faster than what we know. So like getting onto those new things, social media, obviously I'm not an old person. I'm with the times, but like getting on those things instead of like a billboard or something like that, that I think those that we can do, I think we should strive for that and make the league more popular and more open to newer people.
I dig it. Yeah, no, I agree. Completely with you guys on expanding the league and having fun, growing the reach we have social media wise, growing the reach we have for everybody here, and especially for Coach, because he's been busting his ass and popping out those badass liveries for everybody.
Yes,
I still rock my Mazda livery every time I get on.
Yeah,
I would just like to reiterate here that as a sponsor, the league wouldn't be, I don't think, half as amazing. If not even more than half as amazing as it is in looks. It definitely wouldn't have any merch like it has had. So as a sponsor, C is doing just amazing, and we can't thank them enough.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, no problem. And I do have a flag in the works. I've shared a little bit with Legion about getting T-shirts and stuff put together so I can try to get something out before the holidays and hopefully get that to you guys quick. So I'll be working on that this next couple weeks.
That's pretty badass. Do you guys have any more questions? If not, I'm going to let you guys get to rest and get to relaxing. So I'm going to hop on GC Sport for a little bit and then get clean in my house. But do you guys have any more questions, comments for Coach?
No, we covered everything I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I would say just congratulations on that second place. I know you wanted first, but second place.
Second place is still a solid finish. So way good. To go on that one. Congratulations.
And I'm just proud of you, though. I'm proud of you. As a younger man, I'm proud of you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Badass. That's awesome, guys. So real quick, Coach, where can everybody find you? Twitch, Instagram, etc. Where can people find you, get in touch with you for interactions, business work, etc.?
For business, Sia Designs. I'm mostly on Instagram. I don't post very much there because I got tired of chasing people for stealing my shit. So, but if you need something, feel free to contact me there. I should reply pretty quick. Other than that, racing wise, it's L Coachy Coach. It's ELKOCHI Coach. That's my username for everywhere, Twitch and PSN and everything. So pretty simple.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to take a minute to say thank you guys for hopping on. It was for me, this is pretty big. I enjoyed it. I was kind of nervous doing it, but yeah, I appreciate you guys taking a minute out of your day to hop on and have fun. Congrats to all three of you guys on the season you guys completed. Coach,
yeah,
I expect you to beat Carlos next season.
I'm gonna try it, man. I'm gonna try.
I'm expecting it, but Carlos, you guys are wag. I expect you to beat Coach.
that's a pipe dream.
Let's do it.
No, that's awesome. Like I said, I appreciate you guys hopping on. I hope everybody enjoys the episode. Yeah. Number 2 of 3. We do have a third one to kick out for Joe Ojeda. Maybe we'll all 5 be on. I don't know. We'll have to see how the schedule works out. But again, appreciate you hopping on, guys. And again, congrats. And if you guys want, check out the league. We would love to have you guys join or at least check out the league and interact with them. So, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time.